朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于杨念慈师母，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
身心灵的价值观
，and then there he talks about the values of our spirit.
那问我们一个问题，到底价值观跟我们的行为之间有没有什么生理的基础
？So he asks a question: Is there any physical basis, any physical correlation between our value system and our physical body?
非常好的 neurologist。
We all know that he's a very good neurologist.
神经科的医生哈，所以呢，他就讲到，他说我们的行为哈，跟我们大脑的状态 state of our mind 是非常非常有关系的。
He says there's a close relationship between our action and our state of mind.
那我们大脑里面有一个非常奇妙的一个 pathway， 就是有一个一个反馈，就是奖赏我们的一条通道。
And there's a pathway,
rewarding pathway.
There's a pathway in our brain called rewarding pathway that will reward our actions.
它这个 rewarding pathway 呢，它会奖赏你，如果你能够把你的价值观化成行动行出的话。
That rewarding pathway will give you a sense of rewarding. Will reward you if you put into practice what you value.
的快乐非常的满足。
So you will feel joyful and fulfilled.
然后我希望说，我们所有信主的人，我们的基督徒都能够啊，借着神在我们生灵里面的创造，能够尝到这样子的快乐跟满足。
I hope that all of us Christians will experience such a joy，
而不是苦苦的在这里做基督徒。
And then that we do not be a painful or much。
所以我们一起来讲，好吧？行神的道很快乐。
So let's say it.It is happy to practice God's words.
快不快乐？
真的有一个
好。那Chris 就有一个姐妹，就是我旁边这个姐妹，她送给我一个 email.
A sister sent us. I sent Sister Nancy an email.
她引用了希伯来书第四章第二节。
And then in the email, it quotes Hebrews chapter 4 verse 2.
在圣经中，这个希伯来书第二节，她说。只是所听见的道与他们无异，因为他们没有信心与所听见的道调和。
The verse says, "For indeed, the words which they heard did not profit them, for because the words were not mixed with faith."
所以，如果我们光听到没有用的，如果没有跟信心来调和的话
，So if we just hear God's words and we do not mix them with faith, and then those words were not.
那什么叫做信心呢？
So what is faith?
那这个 email 里面还给我们一个方程式，我们大家一起来看，好不好
？In this email, it gives us an equation.
那我想年轻人都很喜欢这个方程式。
I'm sure young people like to see equations, formula,
projection,
formula.
讲到知识加上行动等于信心
，says knowledge plus faith, action equals faith.
这个叫做信心
，but that is faith.
如果你只有知识，它不等于信。
If you only have knowledge, that is not faith.
加上了行动，加上了 action 以后，它就等于信心。
But knowledge plus faith plus action equals faith.
大家里面觉得同不同意
？Do you agree?
不同意啊？同不同意
？Do you agree?
年轻人同不同意？看不看得懂 ？Knowledge plus action equal to faith. 看得懂哈？啊，所以如果我们只有知识，我们不能够说我们是有信心的人。
If we only have knowledge, we cannot claim that we have faith.
啊，这个今年我们的主题是什么
？This year's theme is
跟随耶稣的脚中心。
Jesus,
到现在已经两个月了。
So now we have it's been 2 months.
耶稣。
Every day we read about Jesus.
每个主日我们听耶稣。
Every Sunday we hear about.
每个礼拜五我们讨论耶稣。
Every Friday night we discuss about Jesus.
我们再继续下去十个月，你说我会是不是耶稣专家？
If we continue for 10 more months, don't you think we'll all become experts in Jesus?
是不是？你们有没有觉得这两个月你们已经认识耶稣很多了？对耶稣的知识已经懂很多了。
We have increased so much knowledge about Jesus in
these 这些也让我们很快乐。
Yes, these will bring a lot of joy.
但是我们不能停在这里。
But we cannot stop here.
知识再多没有行动，对我们都没有用处。
No matter how much knowledge you have, without action, it is not profitable.
所以我们不要忘记我们今年主题的最后一个字是什么。
So don't forget what's the theme of this year.
太小声了，不行。我们最后一个字是什么？
It's to follow.
啊，这是我们今年的主题。
That's our theme.
啊，上个礼拜五，两个礼拜五的时候呢，我带之前我在一个小组里面带小组查经，我们正好读到马太福音第五章。
About 2 weeks ago, I was leading a Bible study at a small group.
我第一个问题问的小组的人，我就说，主耶稣这个登山宝训，他讲的对象是谁
？So the first question I asked is, who are the audience for Jesus' Sermon on the Mount?
你们说呢
？Who are the audience?
是谁？
Who?
门徒，对不对
？Disciples.
Yeah. 那我就问说，那我们是不是门徒？
Then second question, are we all disciples?
大家都不敢讲。
And no one dared to say.
然后我们有一个姐妹很可爱，她说：“我想只有你跟余弟兄是耶稣的门徒。”
A very lovable sister says, "I think only brother you and you are the disciples of Jesus."
她说我们不敢，我们不配哈，不敢是说自己是主耶稣的门徒。
And we dare not to claim.That we are disciples of Jesus.
那我说，那我们今天读经干嘛呢？我说，那我跟余弟兄就在家里读就好了，对不对？因为主耶稣是对门徒说的嘛，对不对？登山宝训是对门徒讲，那我们为什么要查这段圣经呢
？Then I asked them, then why do we study the Bible? Then only brother you and I can study at home.
所以呢，我们就经过交通，经过解释，然后大家慎重的思以后，就我们十几个人全部都说，我们是主耶稣的门徒。
After much fellowship and explanation and discussion, finally, all of us agree that we are all disciples of Jesus.
门徒有三个很主要的意义。
The three meanings for being a disciple.
从他这个字的意思。
From this word, disciple.
第一个，他是跟随者。
First of all, it's a follower.
第二个，他说他是主，这个意思呢，是主耶稣的学生，是来跟他学习的。
And then secondly, they are students of Jesus.
第三个，他们是愿意受约束，愿意被教训啊，被管束的一群人。
And thirdly, they are willing to be taught and to be disciplined.
那我希望我们今天坐在这里的人呢，我们都承认我们是主耶稣门徒。
And I hope all of us here will acknowledge that we're all disciples of Jesus.
这样子我们才能跟随他的脚踪行。
Then we can follow his steps.
有开场白，有没有把大家的接下来我们听到的？这个兴趣有没有挑动一点
？I hope my opening will raise up
是不是门徒？是不是门徒
？We are disciples.
如果不是门徒，我们就没办法跟他了。
If we are not disciples, we cannot follow him.
所以我们今天这一群人，哈，我们今天在这里，大概300个人，我们都是主耶稣的人，我们一起来学习，来跟随耶稣的脚步。
So today, all of us here are disciples of Jesus Christ, and we are learning from him together.
我们一起来读约翰福音第18:28。到19:16，我们请教员，好吧，我们教员上来给我们读。
Let's read this scripture, John chapter 18 verse 28 through John chapter 19 verse 16.
然后很认真的听啊，听完我要问问题啊。
Please listen carefully, then I'm gonna question you.
18:28-19:16，
众人将耶稣从该撒亚那里往衙门内解去，那时天还早，他们自己却不进衙门，恐怕染了污秽，不能吃逾越节的宴席。比拉多就出来到他们那里说：“你们告这人是为什么事呢？”他们回答说：“这人若不是作恶的，我们就不把他交给你。”比拉多说：“你们自己带他去，按着你们的律法审问他吧。”犹太人说：“我们没有杀人的权柄。”这要应验耶稣所说的自己将要怎样死的话了。比拉多又进了衙门， 叫耶稣来对他说，你是犹太人的王吗？耶稣回答说，这话是你自己说的，还是别人论我对你说的呢？比拉多说，我岂是犹太人呢？你本国的人和祭司长把你交给我，你做了什么事呢？耶稣回答说，我的国不属这世界，我的国若属这世界，我的臣仆必要征战，使我不至于被交给犹太人，只是我的国不属这世界。比拉多就对他说，这样你是王吗？耶稣回答说，你说我是王，我为此而生，也为此来到世间，特为给真理做见证，凡属真理的人就听我的话。比拉多说，真理是什么呢？说了这话，又出来到犹太人那里，对他们说，我查不出他有什么罪来，但你们有个规矩，在逾越节要我给你们释放一个人，你们要我给你们释放犹太人的王吗？他们又喊着说，不要这人，要巴拉巴，这巴拉巴是个强盗。当下比拉多将耶稣鞭打了，兵丁用荆棘编作冠冕戴在他头上，给他穿上紫袍，又挨近他说，恭喜犹太人的王啊，他们就用手掌打他。比拉多又出来对众人说，我带他出来见你们，叫你们知道我查不出他有什么罪来。耶稣出来带着荆棘冠冕，穿着紫袍。比拉多对他们说，你们看这个人，祭司长和差役看见他就喊着说，钉他十字架，钉他十字架。比拉多说，你们自己把他钉他十字架吧，我查不出他有什么罪来。犹太人回答说，我们有律法，按那律法他是该死的，因他以为自己是神的儿子。比拉多听见这话，越发害怕，又进衙门对耶稣说，你是哪里来的？耶稣却不回答。比拉多说，你不对我说什么？你不对我说话吗？你岂不知我有权柄释放你，也有权柄把你钉十字架吗？耶稣回答说，若不是从上头赐给你的，你就毫无权柄办我，所以把我交给你的那人罪更重了。从此比拉多想要释放耶稣，无奈犹太人喊着说，你若释放这个人，就不是该杀的忠臣，凡以自己为王的，就是背叛该杀了。比拉多听见这话，就带耶稣出来，到了一个地方名叫铺华石处，希伯来话叫俄巴大，就在那里坐堂。那日是预备逾越节的日子，约有五正。比拉多对众人说，对犹太人说，看哪，这是你们的王。他们喊着说，除掉他，除掉他，钉他在十字架上。比拉多说，我可以把你们的王钉十字架吗？祭司长回答说，除了该撒，我们没有王。于是比拉多将耶稣交给他们去钉十字架。
好，谢谢，谢谢，我临时才把教员带上，叫上来哈。那我想他念的话，你们可能会比较有注意力，好好的听啊。那我就问了，这一段的这个记载哈，是主耶稣在地上几乎是最后的一段行程。
So this passage is the recording of Jesus' last journey on earth.
啊，基本上在这一段的在这个记载里面有三种人，或是三个人哈，或是三种人。
So there are three groups of people here.
第一个当然是耶稣。
First party is Jesus.
第二个主角是谁
？The second character.
第二个比拉多。第三个呢
？Third.
众人，对，就是在底下的
Jewish,
主要是犹太人。
Maybe the Jews.
啊，犹太人非常自豪，他们有摩西的律法。
The Jews were very proud that they have the law of Moses.
但是他们并不明白这个律法的精义。
But yet they do not understand the spirit.
也行不出来。
And they cannot.
所以靠 靠这个律法来夸口呢，反而使他们不行在神的旨意中。
So that by being boastful about the law, they are not walking in God's will.
得罪了神
and sin against God.
然后第二个人呢，第二个主角是比拉多。
So the second party is Pilate.
在这个记载的里面，他有几次说到，他说我查不出耶稣这个人有什么罪来。
So in this passage, several times he said that I did not find anything wrong with this man.
三次啊，不然我要请教员再念一遍。
How many times did he say that?
比拉多这个人，第二主角哈。
So this character, Pilate.
他讲了三次，说我查不出这个人有什么罪。
Three times he said that I could not find anything wrong with this man.
但是他最后的结果是什么？
But then what is the end result?
他把耶稣交给了众人，让他去钉十字架。
Deliver Jesus to the Jews to be crucified.
但他中间他问了一个非常叫人省思的问题，也表示比拉多这个人他里头是有思想。
But during this in this passage, he asks a question that's very thought provoking, which shows us that he has some deep thinking.
他问了一个什么很好的问题
？So what was his question?
真理是什么
？What is truth?
真理是什么
？What is truth？
我们有没有想过这个问题
？Have we thought about this？
我们有没有想过这个问题
？Have we thought about this question？
到底什么是真理
？So exactly what is truth？
比拉多今天站在耶稣的面前，他需要的时候，被他的良心有一个挑战，就是到底真理是什么？
While Pilate had to make a decision before Jesus, he had this challenge. His conscience was challenging him. What is the truth?
其实他里面略的知道真理是什么。
He probably had a little bit of grasp of what truth is.
哦，因为今天他如果照着他良心里面的真理来行的话，他没有。
So he had this. He already had this conviction in his conscience. So if he followed his conviction, he could not do it.Because he knew Jesus was not wrong.
但是他为什么还是把主耶稣交给众人，让他们去钉他十字架呢？
But why did he end up delivering Jesus to be crucified anyways?
从这个记载里面，你发现说他本来就说：“哎呀，你们就照你们自己的律法去就执行他好了。”但是他后来因为什么他妥协了呢？
Initially, he says, "Oh, you guys can just do whatever you want according to your law." Then why did he end up compromising?
在十九章十二节，他说比拉多想要释放耶稣。然后后面有一个关键的字，他说无奈犹太人喊着说。
So, chapter 19, verse 12 says, Pilate sought to release him, but the Jews cried out.
他说：“你若释放这个人，就不是凯撒的忠臣，就不是凯撒的朋友。”
Says if you let this man go, then you are not Caesar's friend.
所以，比拉多马上就害怕。
Then Pilate got afraid.
他就妥协了。
He compromised.
他不能够为自己良心里面的真理而站住。
He could not stand firm according to his conscious conviction.
我想无奈这两个字，我不晓得英文有没有翻译的出来。But 啊，中文比较好。哎呀，我们总是有多三千年的历史，不止。那个无奈哈，无奈就是觉得无可奈何。你就明明我心里是这样想，可是呢 ，I compromise， 对，我就好吧，我就这么去做。
So this word but describes how Pilate felt hopeless and helpless.That he could not stand firm according to his conviction.
那我们今天的信息的题目叫做按真理而行。
So the theme of this message today is to walk in the truth.
主耶稣的门徒约翰在他写约翰一书、二书、三书的时候，他三次提到类似的话。
So the disciple of Jesus, John, the disciple that in his epistles, First John, Second John, Third John, he always mentioned this.
他说：“我听见的我的儿女们按真理而行，我的喜乐就没有比这个更大。”
He says, "I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth."
在今天这个时代，要按真理而行，不是一件很简单的事。
It is not easy to walk in the truth in this generation.
大家同不同意
？Do you agree with me?
你有没有因为要行真理而受到挑战
？Have you been challenged because you need to walk in the truth?
我们有曾经也有过那个无奈，那个 but， 那个
Have you felt helpless that you could not walk in the truth？
我想今天我们里面也可以一起来探讨比拉多的这个问题，到底真理是什么
？So today, let's all look at this question together. What is truth？
我想后现代的主义呢，他们有一个中心的思想，就是没有绝对的真理。
The main thought in postmodernism is that there's no absolute truth.
我想所有的人啊，特别是在我们中间年轻的一代，其实我们都受这个后现代主义的思潮有非常非常大的影响。
I'm sure all of us, especially the young people, are greatly impacted by the thoughts from the postmodernism.
即使我们不知道这个名词，不知道这个后现代主义这个名词，但是我们却受它非常非常大的影响。
Maybe we do not know or heard about this term, but we are greatly influenced by it.
我们的学校，我们所看的电影，我们的电视，我们跟同学朋友的谈话。
Our schools and the movies we see, the TVs we see, or our conversation with our friends.
甚至我们在小组查经的时候。
Or even when we have Bible studies.
我们慢慢慢慢的就转变，我们说其实没有绝对的真理。
So gradually, we turn to believe that there's no absolute truth.
看我们怎么去解释。
It's all up to our interpretation.
看我们个人的状况怎么样。
And depends on our circumstances.
所有的事情都是相对的。
So everything is relative.
也没有绝对的对，也没有绝对的错。
There's no absolute right or there's no absolute wrong.
感觉良好
了。As long as you feel good, that would be okay.
这是不是我们常常听见的？
Isn't it something we often hear?
有没有这样常常听见？我们慢慢慢，我们的思想一直在改变。
So our thoughts are being changed gradually.
所以今天不管是在基督徒的中间，或是在教会的中间，我们说要按真理而行，是一件很具有挑战性的事。
Therefore, we say it is very challenging to walk in the truth in our life and even in the church.
很多爱主的人、向主绝对的人，常常都心里面有这样子的无奈。
So often, for those Christians who want to absolutely obey God's truth.Will feel this frustration.
所以到底什么是真理
？So what is truth?
真理，耶稣基督就是真理。
Jesus Christ is the truth.
主耶稣他这里说：“我是道路、真理和生命。”
Jesus himself proclaims that I'm the truth, the way, and life.
I am the truth. 我就是那个真理。
I am the truth.
约翰福音里面第一章他就说：“他说道成了肉身，住在我们的中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。”
Gospel according to John first chapter says the word become flesh and dwell among us full of grace and truth.
今天恩典真理都住在我们的中间。
Today grace and truth abide with us.
真理住在我们的中间。
The truth abides within and among us.
住在我们的心里。
He abides within us.
住在我们的教会里。
And in our church.
真理住在你的里面。
Do you have this assurance that the truth abides within you?
真的基督徒，真理住不住在你的里面
？If you are a born again Christian, do you believe that the truth abides in you?
对，你
yes.
耶稣基督应该认识真理。
So if you know Jesus Christ, you will know the truth.
耶稣基督一出来，这个真理的线就非常的清楚。
As Jesus appears, then the truth becomes very clear.
不属于耶稣基督的，他就不是真理。
Anything that is not of Jesus Christ is not of the truth.
再来看什么是真理？圣灵。
And what is truth? The Spirit, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth.
主耶稣告诉他们的门徒说：“我要从父那里差保惠师来，就是从父出来真理的灵。”
Jesus says, "I will send the Holy Spirit from the Father to you. That is the Spirit of truth."
他又在说，等真理的圣灵来了以后，他要把我们带入。带领我们进入一切的真理。
And when the Spirit of Truth comes, He will lead us into the truth.
正在约翰一书第一章的第五节，约翰一书第五章第七节，他甚至说啊，圣灵就是真理。
And First John, he says, the Holy Spirit is truth.
所以今天神的真理借着圣灵也住在我们每一个人的里面。
So God's truth through the Holy Spirit abides within us.
圣灵在我们里面的感动催促就是真理。
So when the Holy Spirit urges us, that is of the truth.
圣灵在我们里面的责备就是真理。
And the rebuke from the Holy Spirit within us is also of the truth.
圣灵在我们里面的引导就是真理。
And the guidance of the Holy Spirit within us is also of the truth.
第三个，我们讲到神的道、神的命令、神的话就是真理。
Thirdly, we say that God's words, God's commandments are the truth.
我想我们念书的时候，我们学到很多的真理，对不对？很多的不变的这个定律。
So when we study at school, we learn a lot about the principles or the axioms.
我从中国来的弟兄姐妹，可能在几十年前，可能我们也以为我们得着了真理，我们找到了真理。
So many for those of us who grew up in China, probably many years ago, we thought we had the truth.
但是我们现在细细的想想，你有没有发现，多我们过去以为的真理都改变了？
But now you look back, do you realize that a lot of truth that we used to think were truth now have changed?
数学的、物理的、化学的，好，那些的定律，很多都在改变，还在改变中。
Even a lot of physical, mathematical, chemical principles are changing, or the theories are changing.
五十年前认为是真理的天文学，现在都在改变。
So a lot of theories that were discovered 50 years ago are probably changed now.
整个的世界，所有我们以为固定的、绝对的，它都在可能在改变。
A lot of things that were deemed absolute in the world are being changed.
神的命令、神的话，天地都可能有一天都要改变，他的话却永远不。
But yet, even heaven and earth may change, but God's words will never change.
对，真理，那真理既然跟我就在主耶稣是真理，圣灵是真理，神的话是真理，它跟我们到底有什么样的关系呢？
So if we say the Lord Jesus is the truth, the Holy Spirit is the truth, and God's words is the truth, then what does that have to do with us?
第一个，我们需要有一个认识，就是我们是属于真理的。
First of all, we have to have this knowledge that we are of the truth.
那真理的反面是什么？
So what's the opposite of truth?
英文 truth, 真理的反面是什么？
So what's the opposite of truth?
虚假、
deception,
谎言，对不对？
Lies.
只有这两个。
Deceptions and lies.
我们不是后现代主义的信徒，对不对？所以就这两个。不是真的就是假的，真理跟谎言就是这两个。
So if it's not of the truth, then it's a lie.
如果要你举手的话，你说你是属于 truth 还是属于 lies?
So ask yourself, are you of the truth or of the lies?
不是很有把握嘞。
I don't.
是不是真理？
I'm very sure.
我们每一个人都是属于真理的。
So we are all of the truth.
是不是每一个人都是真理？
We are all of the truth.
我们是属于站在真理的这一边。
Because we are on the truth side.
我们行真理，我们就行在光中。
As we walk in the truth, we walk in the light.
所以我们是真理的儿女，我们是光明的儿女。
So we are the children of the truth. We are children of the light.
好，第二个呢？真理跟我们有什么关系？主耶稣用真理来炼净他的教会。
So Jesus Christ purifies his church with the truth.
教会中要有人传真理，拉出真理的准绳是非常重要的一件事。
So at church, someone needs to preach the truth and set the standard of the truth.
你如果在一个教会都是很无奈的，然后都是无可奈何，然后都是向很多的现实来妥协，你会不会觉得心里很难过？
If you are at a church,that feels very frustrated about practicing the truth and then always compromise, will your heart grieve?
I would. 因为真理是在我的里面。
Because the truth is within us.
它住在我的里面。
It abides in us.
如果我要像比拉多一样，我必须屈就于害怕，屈就于现实的压力，而我需要常常无奈地说好吧，我会心里面觉得。
If I have to act like Pilate, who gave in to his fears and pressures, and always act against his conscience, then my heart would grieve.
但是今天很多的时候，在教会中，我们要能够拉出真理的准绳，也不是一件很容易的事。即使在你的小组，在你的家里面，也不容易。
But yet today, in our church, or even in our small groups, or in our family, it's still very challenging to set the standard of truth.
但在我们能够为主耶稣拉出这个真理的准绳，为主耶稣的真理来做见证之前，我想我们自己必须要先认识我们跟真理的关系，真理到底对我有什么影响。
So before we set the standard of truth, we have to know what the truth has to do with us and what's our relationship.
在一九八几年附近的时候呢，菲律宾有一个 El Shaddai Movement 伊丽莎代运动。
in 1980s, there's a El Shaddai movement in Philippines.
啊，吸引了很多的会众，成长得非常非常的快。
And attracted a large group and then a group very fast.
Mercury News 有一次他有一个特别的报道。
So Mercury News had a special report.
啊，讲到在那个聚会中，因为他是完全就是以成功神学来吸引这些的会众。
Because in their meetings, they attract multitudes of crowd with the theory of success.
在聚会的里面，他说：“如果你破产的话，你把你的支票簿举起来。”
So in the meetings, they would say, "If you are bankrupt, lift up your checkbook."
你今天想要到美国，要希望有绿卡，把你的 passport， 把你的这个passport 护照举起来。
So if you want to go to America to get a green card, then lift up your passport.
你如果生病了，好，你现在就把手告诉举出来，或写个纸条，把你生的病也把它列出来。
So if you're sick, write down the sickness on the piece of paper and lift that up.
然后有一个条件，你如果先给神，神一定加倍的给你。
And there's a one condition: if you give to God first, then God will multiply and give it back to you.
所有的财富、健康、成功、事业，通通都属于你。
So all the wealth, the success, career, all belong to you.
啊，到了2005年的时候，这个 El Shaddai Movement 这个所拥有的会众，听说已经到了好几百万。
So by year 2005,
上千万都有现在。
They have about millions of followers.
就好像今天我们对圣经很多的解释，就好像当初犹太人说我们有律法。
So our interpretation of the Bible seems to be just like the Jews.
按着我们的律法，这个人该死。
Proclaiming that we have our laws and according to our laws, this person deserves to die because he claims that he's the son of God.
是我们今天有律法，但是我们对于神的话错误的解释，它就在我们的中间不是个真理，反而是一个谎。
So even though we have the law, if we interpret it wrong, then it becomes a lie, not truth to us.
所以耶稣基督今天要用真理来炼净他的教会。
Therefore, today Jesus Christ purifies his church with the truth.
然后第三个，真理跟我们的关系，行真理和不行真理的结果到底有什么不同
？So what are the consequences of walking the truth and not walking the truth?
但是我们唱完以后，我们就知道有两种人，一个是聪明人，一个是愚笨人，对不对
？The song tells us there are two types of people: the wise man and the foolish man.
那愚笨、聪明人跟愚笨人。但是这个比喻，耶稣的这个比喻是指着什么说的
？So what does Jesus refer to using this parable?
听了我的，凡听见我这话就去行的，好比，对不对？所以他的重点，这个比喻的重点是说，我听见我的话就去行。
So Jesus says, whoever hears these things of mine and does them, so the point is that whoever does his words.
就去行的人，他就是聪明人。
So those who does the words are the wise men.
不去行呢
？And then if we do not do them,
是愚痴的人，是愚笨的人
，are the foolish ones.
我都喜欢做出聪明。
We all like to be wise.
朋友，你收听了节目后有何感想呢？请你在“活在耶稣里”福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内。分享彼此的见证，好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。